NAIA and the North Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
All right, coming back at you here, Wednesday Talk Around, February 4th. And folks, if you're missing any of these on-air interviews, they are podcasted on our website each and every afternoon over at kbmwnews.com. One of the more popular ones by our analytics, people going back and listening to, is this one. We chat with our friends at OSPTI every Wednesday. Always great information. That's why people keep checking in with the podcast. Got Becky on the phone with me this morning. Becky, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, today we are talking about headaches, physical therapy, how it all ties in. What can you tell us about this?
Yeah, so we like to kind of highlight some things that people don't always necessarily maybe think of physical therapy first. But yeah, headaches, TMJ issues, which is jaw pain. A lot of times we see those two really tying in together. We're going to post a picture later of, you know, if you look at, like, where your ear is, where your jaw joint is, mm-hmm. where your first vertebrae in your neck is, they're very, very close to each other, and they're all tied in together with a lot of different muscles and ligaments and that type of thing. So from a physical therapy standpoint, kind of our tools that we have for treatment are looking at our posture, looking at movement in that area, looking at are there asymmetries that way, how are we holding our jaw throughout the day. All of those things we can kind of take a look at and really see how they might be feeding into headaches, feeding into jaw pain throughout the day. And that area really oftentimes takes really a multidisciplinary team, meaning just one thing typically is not going to treat the whole area. So we do a lot of coordination with doctors, with chiropractors, with dentists, even optometrists, because all of those disciplines can kind of have different ways of treating that. And if we can kind of all work together, that really is the best and most effective way of treating that. But yeah, there's a lot that we can do in physical therapy, both for the long term, and then, you know, some things that we can do in the short term. You know, sometimes we'll use modalities like ultrasound. We can do dry needling. We can do some soft tissue work in the area. So that's kind of where physical therapy would come into that.
So it is. I mean, we're talking alignment of all of these things, Becky. So when right. something gets out of alignment, say perhaps the jaw, you mentioned, you know, the spinal column. Is it like a mm-hmm. domino effect that the rest of the pieces fall too?
Absolutely. You know, if you look at, you know, your spine goes from your head to your tailbone, mm-hmm. and then you got your pelvis underneath there. So a lot of times in physical therapy, we may get kind of far away from the original area of pain of where we're looking. You know, I always tell people, even like through your pelvis, like, does it start at, you know, typically if you're kind of asymmetrical around head and neck, probably all the way down, we're going to have to kind of look at things so we can kind of pull in those other areas, even starting with pelvis, hips. How's your spine working and aligning? And I think, too, you know, your posture is more than just sit up straight with
right,
that.
Right,
know?
Yeah.
Our spine rotates. It bends forward. It bends sideways. So there's really three planes of movement that we really have to look at. So sometimes that just, like, sit up straight for some people can just actually just push you into a worse posture and tighten things up. So we really have to kind of look at the details in posture and where are we asymmetrical, maybe give you things to work on through the whole chain of events there.
Alignment, fascinating stuff. Becky, headaches, you mentioned headaches. Is that just one symptom? Are there many symptoms when things go out of alignment? I would imagine there are.
Yeah, yep. So headaches, and of course a headache can be, is it the front of the head? Is it the back of the head? Is it pain? Sometimes people get pain like in their ear with that too, that doesn't go, you know, they don't have an ear infection. They don't, you know, they've kind of gone through those things that, like, it's not coming from that. But that pain from, you know, neck and jaw can radiate to the ear. It can cause dizziness. So, you know, another symptom of, you know, sometimes alignment. And again, that's a whole other topic.
Right, into
dizziness too, but, you know, can be another symptom of that, because it's really all related to our vestibular system and how we sense ourselves in space. So, yeah, it's just really an interesting area and just a lot of things beyond just the, you know, things that you might think of that, you know, we might think of day to day first is where it's coming from.
And that's why we're grateful for people like you and everybody over at OSPTI. Becky, if people have questions, and I'm sure they do, what is your number over there?
Yeah, so here at our Breckenridge Clinic, number is 218-641-7725. And then, of course, we have our Fergus Falls Clinic, too, for listeners who are closer to that area. And that phone number is 218-998-2980. And either way, we can kind of get you to the right people to help you out.
Becky, thanks so much. Always great information. Have a good rest of the week. Okay, we'll talk next Wednesday.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot.
You bet. That is Becky over at OSPTI. And again, folks, you missed this little talk around. It will be available in podcast form on our website later on this afternoon. It's 928 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
The Renewable Fuels Association welcomed a proposed rule implementing the 45Z Clean Fuel Production Tax Credit, calling it a key step towards providing long-awaited clarity for ethanol and other biofuel producers. In a statement, RFA President and CEO Jeff Cooper said,